trick-or-treating, and I don't think that has a hope of catching on in New Zealand now, if it ever did, but it certainly doesn't now. And I think, if anything, the party route will be the way people will go, because it's, well, there's a whole, all sorts of advantages to that, but I won't go there. Now, I am not a fan of Halloween, or as Big Fatty likes to call it, gay crimma, because I, well, the main reason is that I feel very self-conscious about dressing in costume and all that, and so I can't go for that. But there's so much rampant commercialism these days that I kind of resent another one where retailers are trying to get money out of us for something or other. And, I mean, I don't know why I picked this one in particular to dig my heels in, because I could do that about Easter. I could do that about any number of other things where they try to get us to spend money. But I don't know. There's just something. Maybe it's because I haven't related to Halloween since I was a kid.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Now, I am not a fan of...
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1242 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 31st of October, 2012. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, our little show. Y'all, we've got voice letters and more.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your pants, and join Stevie B in the singing of the Bulgarian National Anthem.
Anyway, hi everyone. I hope your gay crema is going well, y'all. It's hump day and it's gay crema. Dear sweet Gussie, y'all, where's the time gone? Where has the time gone? Y'all, I hope this evening you will be sitting in the pumpkin patch awaiting the arrival of the great pumpkin, Big Fatty, please. But anyway, y'all, it's Gay Crema, and Big Fatty is not gonna be doing any trick or treat. Big Fatty, you just want to do the tricking part, which is a treat for you. And y'all, it would be nice to have a gentleman caller for Halloween, and you know, you have him come up and say trick or treat. Now give him I'll give that trick or treat, Big Fatty, please. So, anyway, and, y'all, I hope that if you have the little monsters, come to your house, I hope you have lovely treats for them. Give the shitty stuff out first, though, and keep the good stuff for yourself. Y'all, you know you do it. Y'all know you do it. You always set some of your favorites aside and hope to hydrogen that you don't have to, get into your own stash. Big Fatty, get into your own stash. That's a good one. Little monsters, coming here to the Fat Cave. Big Fatty didn't even have a single piece of candy, in the entire Fat Cave. Yeah, I guess if they come, if I have somebody come to the door, y'all, I guess I can give a frozen chicken finger or something like that. Big Fatty! Or maybe I can put, you know, like a box of cereal or something in their or something with carbs, or maybe some pasta. Y'all, I'll just put a handful of pasta in their bag. Bang, ready, that's vulgar. So anyway, but y'all, I hope that you enjoy the celebration of Gay Crema, and realize when you wake up on Thursday morning, it is the it's the holiday season. Shalima Lakay. Yes, McFreddy, we got it.
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat and thin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Bill. Hey, I have a question for you, so you can go ahead and start the music now. I'll give you a second.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, today our Ask Big Fatty question comes to us from the number one fan of the BFO, that is Bill in St. Louis. Bill?
Okay, my question for you is, I've been listening for the last few shows, and it just seems like the Larrys, both Larry Vader and Larry Cly, are always going somewhere, and you're constantly running that shuttle back and forth to the airport. My question is, are you the only one mining coal at the coal mine? Are they really pulling their weight there? Let's know. Thanks. Talk to you later.
There, I guess, Bill, this is an excellent question. And thank you for calling and sharing it with everybody. Bill, using the term pulling their weight when referring to Larry Cly and old Vader, I don't know that that much weight can honestly be pulled by a single individual. So in that point of reference, I would say no. But if you are saying, are they doing their part to assist in mining coal, well then yes, I would say they are. But you know, they work very hard, and that's why they get the compensatory time. And so y'all, they're able to go off on little vacays. And Big Fatty could do that too, but Big Fatty usually likes to bundle up his vacay days. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hi, Big Fatty. This is the Laughing Buddha, the official spam ambassador of the little show, and I'm calling with a really important message.
This is how it begins. Gently fried slices of spiced shoulder and leg ham.
Mm.
Or pieces of pineapple and skewered chunks of barbecued spam.
Mm.
Or added to a fresh garden salad.
Mm.
Or the satisfying and economical Spam snack.
Mm.
Begins to make your mouth water, doesn't it?
Mm.
Spam.
Well, that's my little message for you, Big Fatty. I'm still here and I'm still listening. So, thank you for calling.
No, thank you for calling.
How do you turn this thing off?
Oh, dear Gussie, just hang up. Anyway, Mark, that is the Laughing Buddha, up there in the St. Paul. So nice they named it, Peter Paul. You know, they make the mounds and the almond joys. You know, I hope that, Mark will be handing some of those out to the little urchins. But, anyway, Y'all, Mark, it's just lovely to hear your voice, and you know, it's lovely to be reminded of the importance of spam during the holidays, or as you would probably call it, the spam holidays. Big Freddy, that didn't make a damn bit of sense.
Hello, Big Fatty. It's Kyle and Hoy. Just calling to say happy gay crema. And I hope you enjoyed your lockup at the horror event. Anyway, I just was thinking of you and I thought I'd say hey and take care. Love you. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, and we love you too, Kyle and the Hawaiians. Y'all, that is just the sweetest thing, Kyle. Thank you so much for thanking a Big Fatty on the gay crema day. And I hope that you have some trick or treaters, Kyle. What are people in? Do people in Hawaii do they dress up in unusual or sort of interesting costumes, or are they pretty much the Jersey Shore and all those kinds of people? Big Freddy, please. Honey Boo Boo is the big costume this year, not the Jersey Shore. And Kyle, what kind of treats are you going to be handing out? Perhaps you can call back and let us know about that. And maybe you can even tell us if we were going to dress as Kyle in the Hawaii as our as for our costume. Maybe you could call back and tell us what we would need to wear. Big Freddy, the first thing you'd have to do is have constructive surgery to make you adorable, and then get you one of those grass skirts and a headpiece. And Big Fatty, you'd have to learn to shake those hips. I don't think we could get any more stereotypical than that. But anyway, Kyle, thank you so much. And we look forward to hearing your lovely voice again very soon. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's Kathy Bacon. I just wanted to tell you that I can't believe that message is actually posted on that little picture website. Let me see. So all I did was I hit the contact button and I typed that message and then I hit whatever, anonymous or something, so it would get submitted. So please don't play the rest of this on the show because I'm going to tell you exactly what I think of it. So stop playing now.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, what a treat on Gay Grandma, y'all. Miss Bacon told us to stop playing it on the show. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, it's like an early Grandma gift or a right-on-time Gay Grandma gift. Yes, McFadden, y'all, and speaking of Miss Bacon, y'all, she sent me one of those electronic cards. Actually, y'all, it wasn't an electronic card. She called it an electronic card, but y'all, it was a picture. It was a picture of a gay crema card with a black kitty cat on it. And y'all, I wrote back and I said, horrifying. And she says, oh, how dare you? That was your gay crema card. And y'all, anyway, y'all, speaking of gay crema cards, I've got a couple. I've got a couple I need to open. Yes, Big Fatty, you've been holding them for a while, but Big Fatty, there's one more call. Yes.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Kyle Hoy. I listened to another little show, and I heard discussion of Dad the AIDS Bear and a little outfit that were available for purchase. I didn't know they were available for purchase. I thought people made them on their own. So now I'm going to go out and search for some because I've got the big Dad the AIDS Bear, the brown bear, and then I've got the pink bear that the proceeds go to Moon with HIV and breast cancer funding. So I've got me a brown bear and a pink bear, and I've been looking for outfits. I've been trying to figure out how to do that. So thank you for mentioning it on your little show. They have all different sizes. You can buy different sizes of the bears. Junior, I think there's three of each or two of each. And they're great cause. Money goes to various nonprofits but main focus is the teddy bear touchdowns for kids with HIV who are less fortunate. So look it up online. That's the eighth bear. He's a wonderful man for creating the nonprofit. His story is incredibly, incredibly poignant, and it just gets me all emotional every time I hear it. All right. Love you. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, who knew that Kyle in the Hawaiian would have one of the AIDS bands like Miss Porter does? And Kyle, I will tell you that Miss Porter finds all these outfits on something. I don't really know what it is, but y'all, it's something called the eBays. And so if you go on the eBays, evidently you can buy these outfits for the AIDS bear. So, Kyle, maybe you ought to put some outfits on your eBay's wish list or something like that, and then you'll have all kinds of fun things. And Big Freddy, I wonder if he takes the AIDS bear when he goes trick-or-treating. He very well could, Poodle. Yes, Big Freddy.
Someday we're gonna marry, and you'll be my pineapple queen.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I've got these gay crema cards, and y'all, I got another one today when I went by the P.O. Box. So y'all, let's get these open. Y'all, the first one that came in was from that Moose P. Y'all, it comes as no surprise. No surprise to Big Patty. The first gay crema card from the number one fan of the BFO for 2010. And y'all, oh dear, Gussie, Big Patty. Y'all, it's a picture of a man with a pumpkin ass. Big Patty, Maga. And he's got a red hanky in his back left pocket. And y'all, he's bending over and mooning everybody with his pumpkin ass. And y'all, you open it up and it says, "Hope your Halloween is all it's cracked up to be. Happy gay crema, Moose Moose." That is just lovely. It's a little vulgar, but it's lovely. Thank you so much for thinking of Big Fatty. I love that. And y'all, our next one is from the twins out there in Denver. Y'all, it's Brian and David out there. At least I assume it's from both of them. Y'all, there's a picture of a ghost, a ghoul, on the front, and he is looking at a burning bonfire, and he says, "Hear the one about the ghost who got too close to the bonfire?" And oh, dear Gussie, it says, "He toasted his little Halloweeny. Have a happy one, dear BF. Happy Halloween. Love ya, bundles." Bundles? Bundles? I think that's what that says. Or maybe it's bunches. Yes, McFaddy. Brian and David, and y'all inside, there are not one, not two, but three scratch-offs. Y'all, it's the Wicked Winnings, the Monster Mash Money, and the Steel Sevens. Y'all will have to look at those later this week. Yes, McFaddy, thank Hydrogen, some content. And y'all, the last one is from my youngest daughter. Now, oh, dear Gussie. My youngest daughter, Nessa, and she says, "You are awesome." Oh, dear Gussie. And by awesome, I mean totally awesome. Love your youngest daughter, Nessa. Dad, well, y'all, I'm not sure I should read this, but y'all, in there is a Kohl's. There is a Kohl's gift card in there. Y'all, I'm going to read this a little bit later and see if it's a little personal or what. But, Nessa, thank you so much. And y'all, if it's not too personal, although I think it is, I'll read it on the 1th of November show. So, Arthur, what did you think of Big Fatty's show today?
Now, I am not a fan.
Oh, I bet you're just playing hard to get. Happy Gay Crema.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.